by Monterey Asset Management and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we on the radio?
I should
be talking to this thing here.
Oh, you know what?
We've got a history moment that you do, and it's going to be interesting to see today because what you're doing today has to do with the El Paso architect Mabel Welch. Unusual things you do for the El Paso History Alliance. Here's Melissa Sargent.
A woman's eye for design. Malcolm and Mabel Welch moved to El Paso for Malcolm's health in 1915. Together, they started to design and build homes. But in 1925, Malcolm's health starts to fail. Mabel steps up and takes charge of their business and continues to build homes while studying architecture. Unfortunately, Malcolm would die the following year. Now a widow and a single mother, Mabel was even more determined to succeed, and in 1939 became the first female registered architect in El Paso and the second in Texas. Mabel went on to specialize in Mediterranean Spanish architecture, a style she thought particularly appropriate for El Paso's climate. She would go on to design and build more than 1,500 homes and buildings across West Texas, New Mexico, and Northern Mexico. This female architect pioneer was once asked how she accomplished all that she had. Mabel simply told them, "Things had to be done, and I managed to get them done." More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
You know, Bernie's getting better on the piano there.
Yeah, he's getting much better.
That's very good. And so Mabel Welch stepped up. Mabel Welch. She stepped up and did architecture.
Well, it's interesting. Her story is having, you know, come across, not to El Paso, but to Texas and a covered wagon. And, you know, it's just her history is just amazing.
What is do you know where she lived at by any chance?
No, I don't know.
Troy, do you know?
She was over in the Manhattan Heights area.
That's what
Altura,
I thought.
Over in that
which
area.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because, and first of all, I didn't know that you were going to do a segment on her. So thank you for doing that because, yeah, I've got favorites, and she just happens to be one of my favorite architects. And I did have the honor to meet her son.
Oh, how cool.
And her grandson, and this was in 08 at the Burgess House. It was an interview. And, yeah, that was one of the questions that her son was asked about, you know, how many homes did she design?
Yeah.
And he thought about it for a moment, and he said, gosh, you know, Mom was always, always working.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Ballpark figure. And he said, man, 1,500, 2,000 projects in her, you know, some that were not built, but, you know, always very busy.
Yeah.
So and amazing architect.
She studied, and I can't remember the gentleman's name in California, and he was in Santa Barbara. One of the architects is pretty much the father of that type of homes that she built.
His name?
What I grew up in California was one like that you see here.
George Washington Smith.
Smith, yes.
Okay.
So he is the, for all of our multitude of listeners in Santa Barbara, California.
We may have some.
You never know.
It's weird. The internet's stranger to us. I mean, it's strange. But you do this for the History Alliance, generally speaking,
this whole thing you do.
And then tell me more.
If you want to get involved or learn more about the History Alliance, or you have some history you want to share or have questions, give Bernie a call at 581-7920. And we also have to mention the great Facebook page out there that's Remembering El Paso Win. It has archive stories, news stories, pictures, you name it. People share on it. It's a wonderful site to go to, and that's managed by Barbara Given Bainey and her crew of
They police it nicely because it could be a mess. One problem is people post a picture, then they decide to post it again to kick it off. They say, it's already on here. Just refer to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that would be just a cesspool of pictures, and that's how some of the other sites go. And so they take care of it up there. Another administrator is Paul Louis, L-E-W-E-Y. Is that how you say his name? Hey, Paul, is that how you say your name?
Louis.
But a bunch of folks out there, Ken Weiss, Richard Inger, Art Garcia, they have a crew. And those are all volunteers.
Yes.
So volunteer to talk to us on the radio today is Trey Ainsworth, sticking around second hour.
Hi there.
Well, you got many a hat that you can wear. What are you wearing today, El Paso, it looks like?
I do have an El Paso cap on. It's my cleanest cap. It made the cut.
We feel so honored.
It looks kind of nice and new almost.
Thank you. Yes, it's not broken in like I usually have a cap.
Your wife burnt the other.
Yes, those are casualties.
Well, yeah, you got married. You changed a bunch of your habits. I think that's probably a good idea.
It did. Yeah.
You used to walk around with a paper cup. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, that's right.
But you got your Texas Tech red on today.
Yes, sir.
So you're set with that.
Yay.
But Troy Ainsworth is the guy. You're the first guy I remember hearing the stories about what's a trost. And I'm thinking, what is he talking about? Yeah. Oh, all these buildings. And we were in one when we had that event.
Yep.
I think it was in the Cortez top floor.
Yep.
Community Foundation room at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Historical Commission met there, and I rolled in and said, okay, what's this about?
Yep.
And it's like, really? No, all these buildings downtown that I used to walk around and hang out in and do
That's
things?
That's right.
How neat is that?
Well, one of the most amazing things is that El Paso and this valley, but let's look at downtown El Paso for a moment. Aside from Oak Park, Illinois, if you're very interested in prairie-style architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright's early career. Okay, there's a huge cluster of homes that he designed that people cherish, take care of, live in. And you can see something very similar with commercial buildings right here in downtown El Paso from Henry Trost. But it's even more interesting, and this is what Melissa was talking about a moment ago. There is, I guess it's on Silver and Gold Avenues in Manhattan Heights. You literally just walk down the street. That's the Mabel Welch. That's the Mabel Welch.
Name, yeah.
That's the
probably
Mabel
Federal
Welch.
As well. Federal
and
Street.
Federal. Yes.
Yeah.
And because that's where she and Malcolm lived.
Her husband. Know, yeah.
Yes. Before. Before
those are big, passed. Nice mansion kind of looking things.
Absolutely. And man, she was just really, really talented. I do want to just one last point on Mabel. I think I have identified a Mabel Welch home in Las Cruces.
Oh. Cool.
I was inside the home the other day, and
did the people know it?
She did not.
Did they know you're inside?
Oh, well, you know, after the police arrived,
I'm kidding,
you know, that whole issue.
Never
who
mind.
Are you?
Yeah, who are you? Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, but so you got in the house, you looked around.
Well, it's being used as it's an office right now, and so anyway, we got to talking, and I said, I think you may have something here. And so I talked a little bit about Mabel Welch. She had never heard Mabel Welch and thought, how cool would it be if we can verify? And she asked me, what are the clues? What are you seeing
here? And how would you verify it?
Well, we do know who the home was built for. So one thing is, often in the newspaper, an announcement would be made that Judge H.B. Holt, Judge H.B. and Mrs. Holt, their new home on Alameda,
designed by Henry Trost. Yeah.
Right. So the building is probably from 1929. It is right at that time where Mabel Welch is really exerting her most creative era. And she had just, ironically, had come back from Santa Barbara, California, where she had been working with learning from George Washington Smith.
Interesting. Yes. Well, so that's part of the history we talk about today, but we promoted that we're going to talk about the trails.
Yes.
So when we say trails, I'm talking about stuff where back in the original day, you got from point A to point B by walking across the desert around here.
That's right.
And after so many people did that, it became a trail.
And we have to, the way I describe it, this valley, this very extensive valley, upstream from where we are and well downstream from where we are, is that long before, and we're going 5, 6, 7 centuries back, okay? So long before Coronado, long before Oñate, the archaeological evidence from the Gulf of California, the Pacific, to the Gulf of Mexico, into the highlands of Mexico, along the major river systems all throughout the American Southwest. These are the trails, original trail routes, if you will, because the people followed the water, okay?
So they would follow the animals, too, and the animals made a trail next to the water.
Right. So you're following game, and you're also following a reliable source of water.
Until you want to go to Van Horn.
That's right. Now you have to cut across a dry patch.
Yeah.
Okay. But The archaeological evidence, when you find pottery that is native to the northern part of present-day New Mexico, and you find pottery shards that are at Pakime in northern Chihuahua, how did they get there?
Right.
Well, they did not fly, and FedEx did not exist. So
they walked.
Who brought it there? All right, so you find...
And that was before horses were domesticated to
use. That is absolutely correct.
There were ancient horses here, but not the kind we're talking that came in with the Spanish.
Right, because dogs were actually used for herd animals, for pack animals. Now, those are very light loads in comparison, but dogs were used to carry some burden. But you have freshwater pearls that are found in the Chihuahuan Desert, and they should not be in the Chihuahuan Desert.
Freshwater, what do you mean?
Yeah, oysters.
Yeah, oysters, yeah. So instead of having a oysters from the sea, you have a mollusks that produce a type of pearl that are in the river systems in the west. And in,
are they still there?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, they don't have legs. They can't walk too far.
Well, no, but I mean, they ate it, they didn't eat them all.
Well, yeah. I always thought they were clams, the little
Yeah, they're mollusks, clams,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, mollusks. And yeah. I didn't realize that until we were down in San Antonio, and they were talking about it at some place we were at, the different varieties.
That's right.
That we have throughout Texas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And
I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a very common fact, but when you take something that is considered precious, think turquoise.
Yeah.
It's very precious. It is a very beautiful gemstone. Well, it doesn't appear in too many places. So when you find turquoise, say by the Sea of Cortez, what is it doing there? Well, someone had to carry it. So the trails that crisscross the American West and northern Mexico are typically along the river systems, and that's where your early highway system is going to begin, if you will.
It was the easiest route to get from here to there.
Absolutely.
And now we have interstates following the same path.
Okay, so let's...
Generally speaking.
That's right. Let's look at it like sediments of mud at the bottom of a river.
Okay.
Okay? So the oldest...
I don't do this very often, but I'll try.
Right, just as
a
visual.
I'll give it a shot.
It's like a profile, like a soil profile.
Oh, okay.
So the oldest dirt is on the bottom. And the younger, the higher you go up, the younger the level.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So right now, underneath the asphalt and the concrete that make up I-10,
mm-hmm.
right out here, underneath there are the paths of the where people walked, you know, 7, 8, 9 centuries ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's layer by layer on history. And one of the things that is difficult for people to kind of come to terms with, I suppose, is that, you know, cities are built upon earlier settlements. It happens,
sure.
happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so urban archaeology is really one of these fascinating entities, especially in an old place like London.
How about Mexico City?
Mexico City.
They're still digging
yes,
up stuff.
They
from
are
the,
finding
the
stuff
Aztecs.
From the Aztec era.
Yeah.
A necropolis was discovered in a portion of downtown London here just a couple of years ago.
Okay,
so a new building, a very tall building, was to be constructed, and they have to excavate for the footings for mm-hmm. the building. So they start.
What did they find?
They found the skulls of a lot of former residents of London, and the era is pre-Roman.
Oh, pre-Roman.
Pre-Roman, which is fantastic. National Geographic had a heck
that.
Of an article about it, and what did they do?
Uh-huh.
They made an underground tour museum.
Oh my God.
In London. Now there's a lot of things to do in London,
yeah.
clearly, but this is one where they can say, "We look, you come literally come down below London.
And how much it's built up,
and then you see this is the original layer.
And they saved it. They saved it.
People are going there in great numbers, and why not?
You hear that economic development?
You hear that economic? Yeah, I mean,
we could save a lot of El Paso and have it looked at.
That's right, because it is a glimpse of the past that none of us are privy to because we didn't live there and at that time, of course. But to see it,
yeah.
How did our ancestors, if you will, how did they live? It's fascinating.
But to put a point on it, London figured it out, saved it, and now they're making money off of it.
Yes.
And they didn't have to generate it. It was there.
It was right there.
We're talking
literally
about
under their
authentic
feet.
History.
That's right.
attracts tourists.
That's right.
What a surprise.
And what a concept.
What a concept. That's right. And we have an inordinate amount of resource all throughout the valley right here. I mean, the problem is, I think, that a lot of people, if it's not just blatantly in your face, they don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, but this is, if you promote it and tell people, hey, park your RV to the side, come look at, we take a break. I hear a new thought forming over there.
Yes, okay.
And you always have new thoughts.
I always have new thoughts. Sometimes they even make sense.
The man is Troy Ainsworth, and we need to talk about apricot brandy by getting a bottle and checking it out. But there is no El Paso apricot brandy.
There is not, but we need to honor the great author Willa Cather.
And then what does that mean?
We'll come back to that.
I see.
How about that? That's called in the business.
Suspense.
That's called a tease.
I don't know where you're going, but I'll probably end up there. All right, do you think we're going to get people calling us on trivia this hour?
They better.
We could award.
I worked
Troy
hard enough. Shelly actually put these questions to work this week, so she worked really
and we,
hard.
And we thank Shelly for putting together the show today and all the people
that's right.
that showed up and did things. And there's Shelly looking at me now. You ready to take phone calls? Oh, yeah. She's ready. But you got some trivia stuff?
These are easy. Yeah, the first one I have is name one of the types of programs planned for the first Preservation Month in Las Cruces, which we talked about, and then name one of three historic refurbished buildings in El Paso.
And we named a bunch of them,
but everybody pretty much knows those.
And almost not all of these, but a couple of them are the Trost background.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so what happens if they call you up and get these correctly?
Well, this hour we have a $20 gift certificate for Pepe.
No, amigos.
Wrong emphasis. Amigos.
Yes. I got to tell you about Amigos down there. And the other one's Mission Del Rey.
Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Yeah, you see they got stuff going on. And the private meeting rooms at Amigos, that's what you want to know about. Walk in there, check it out. If you got a party of 12 to 50, I think they can do 50.
Yeah.
But it's a great place. They also have breakfast. They serve breakfast 7 days a week down there, and they have fresh limeades, and they have cold beer. They got cold beer going on down there. And the private meeting rooms are a biggie. We had a reunion party down there. We had 42 people, and we didn't fill up the place, and we had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is you make a lot of noise, they shut the doors, and you don't disturb the neighborhood.
Yeah, the people don't complain.
But the point is the facility's got that. So that's on Montana. It's a block east of Cotton. Check that out. And I'm betting the commercial blasts out with that when we come back. But what is the deal here for the questions again?
What are the questions?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay. They are name some of the types of programs planned for Las Cruces' Preservation Month.
Make up something.
Yes, it'll probably be right. Name one of three historic refurbished or give me one building, one historic refurbished building in El Paso.
They're pretty tall.
Yeah, we should know it.
They're pretty historic.
Well, yeah.
And they're pretty.
There's some small ones.
You can
too.
Walk out the door, go look at them, and say, "Oh, look at that! That's probably going to win."
Another one's very entertaining. So,
but then they have to call us to get this stuff.
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. I'm Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL and New York Times bestselling author. If you're like me, you want real security and defense news you can trust. You're probably tired of hearing the same talking heads, guys who have never seen the front lines, saying the same BS 100 different ways. It's why I founded SoftRep.com. Military-grade news produced entirely by our staff of military veteran journalists. Sign up at SoftRep for real news, real experience, real experts. SoftRep does what the mainstream media can't, deliver authentic content straight from the front lines. Sign up for a free trial membership today, and I'll give you my best-selling ebook, The Red Circle, for free. But that's not all. Your SoftRep membership also includes access to cutting-edge defense and security news by military experts, access to our award-winning documentaries, ebooks, special member events, and much more. So what are you waiting for? Let us know you're in. Sign up for your free trial membership today. Join our community at SoftRep.com. That's SoftRep.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text RESULT to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text RESULT to 79645. That's RESULT to 79645.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Having a blast in here doing stuff here. I got to tell you, coming up next week on March 14th, Frontera Land Alliance, they're basically our guests. They got some people coming in from their board. And they're going to talk about their programs on Casner Range, and we'll also talk about the poppies, which are apparently really popping this year. And so that'll be fun to talk about. March 21, Bernie Sargent is back. More El Paso, hey, A to Z. And we found some interesting new history that I didn't know about. It's the original history of the county. It's like, where did Oñate party?
Yeah.
Where was that first Thanksgiving held? Did you know where it is?
Just in general. No, actually, I'm kind of fascinated when you mentioned that earlier.
Well, I didn't know that it had been identified. He says, well, a couple of years ago, they went back and looked at all the original notes in Spanish, translated them, and the guy who took the notes for Oñate, apparently they had a sextant with them to take star readings. And so they figured out where they were by that. Guess where it is? That's when Bernie comes on, we'll tell you.
Okay, yeah, also, that's a big tease right
well,
there.
Well,
yeah,
that
is awesome.
We're going to put that on ABC7 on one of our history TV pieces coming up in April.
Good because
that's an amazing thing.
Going back, it was in the early 50s that there was a translation of the La Toma ceremony.
Right.
And it's, 14 pages long. You know, it was a very, very convoluted
You have to really get
expression.
Into it.
Yes.
And take a nap and get back up.
That's
but
the way
finding
wrote.
The but finding the location that is very important.
That's what he said it was.
Very
so
important.
That's Bernie coming up on March 21, March 28. Check this out: the history of Freemasonry in El Paso, and also the history of Freemasonry across America, and the founding of the United States. It was a big deal and almost unknown. And I will reveal to you one of the biggest secrets of Freemasonry. On that show, Michelle Wood's coming in. Got some several Masons coming in. That'll be March 28th, April the 4th.
Are they going to put up a brick wall?
You don't know these guys. Wait till you find out. April the 4th, Martha Vera, she's our guest. We're going to ask her about the Spanish influence in history in our American Southwest. And did you know, Melissa Sargent,
no,
that these Spanish and this up and down this river contributed heavily to the American Revolution on the winning side?
Yes, they did.
Did you know that?
Wow.
Well, we're going to hear all about that. That's on April the 4th. Right. What do you got?
Well, I have the Sunset Film Society at the International Museum of Art. They're presenting their Saturday films every week. And today at 2 p.m., the free movie is going to be Ace in the Hole. Next Saturday will be The Lust for Life, and they've got Frisch and Pop Theater popcorn, beverages, candy, snacks available
you
for
buy
purchase.
That.
That's right, for purchase. And you can go to the internationalmuseumofart.net website or give them a call at 543-6747 and check out the rest of the museum while
you're
there.
Well, that's kind of why we do this. I mean, the films are really not so much El Paso history, but the building is and what those people do. And this is a major event that you can get drawn into to get down to that place. It's Montana and Brown.
Get down.
And check it out because, I mean, that is an interesting man. That's a Trost, is it not?
It is.
Aha. Yes. Troy Ainsworth is still here.
Experience.
Talking
Trost.
Trash and Trost. And you can do both very well.
We can do both at your leisure.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
But a quick item, and then we have to take another break and then come back for a long segment here. But the stuff, and by the way, the trivia is still hanging out there. Oh, and Margarita called up. Margarita called up and got the right answer, but she didn't want to get on the air. Margarita, you call Shelley back up since nobody else is calling. We'll award you the prize off the
That's
air.
Right.
And you can have a $20 gift certificate to Amigos.
Yeah, she named one of the historic refurbished buildings in downtown.
And if somebody else calls up, we have the other prize, a Mission Delray coupon. You know, when it's cold and rainy, we got a lot of people calling. It's neither today, so we're not going to see. We're not going to hear from these
we're
people.
A cold and rainy
but
kind of program.
But the other thing was name one of the three historic refurbished buildings in El Paso. You have several.
You have
we'll,
a lot.
But we'll take three listed here. And she named one of them when she called up. Margarita, call us back, 544-5876. We'll give you a prize off the air. You don't have to get on the air, but we are going to use your name because we already did. So there.
Fair.
Troy, a quick story about something going on here. Some people just, we know this because we talk about it, but when you talk Maybelle Welch, you're talking about Manhattan Heights.
Yes.
And the names of those streets came from where?
Ah, okay.
Isn't that a bizarre thought?
That is a very bizarre thought. People love to go to Memorial Park. It's beautiful. It's landscaped. It is named in honor of the war dead, and it is from a master plan that was designed in 1925 as reclaiming an urban area, and it was actually a reclamation project. Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that the slag heap near Asarco was, you know, something of an eyesore or was, there was on a smaller version, there was one in Manhattan Heights before
the smelter.
Yes. That is where the smelter existed. And
it was the federal smelter.
Yeah, the federal smelter, and that's where his name was William Green.
Is that what
it was? It was the proprietor. He's the man who owned it. Now, he's the guy, how ironic. I happen to know the name of the architect who designed a home for William Green.
Yeah.
Would you care to guess who it might be?
Maybell Welch.
No, not the other one. It's Henry Trost.
Trost. The Trost.
Yes, now.
Trost, the
home,
gang.
That's right. And that home is built in Sonora. It's actually built just south of the Arizona border.
Right.
Where Green had...
Wait a minute, I thought we were in El Paso talking about...
Right. But it's interesting
because... It all comes around.
There's a 1913 map of El Paso that shows where Memorial Park is located, but not at that time. It wasn't laid out, okay? The smelter is there, and it's identified as being owned by William Green. Green is the guy who commissioned Trost to design his...
Other house.
Out in Sonora.
But the pert man here is that, that those streets, federal, gold, copper,
are because of the
smelter.
The mining heritage and history of El Paso and this valley.
And the one south of the railroad tracks.
Yes, sir.
Bisbee.
Yes, Bisbee.
Those kind of streets are down over there.
For the
Douglas.
Mining. That's
Douglas.
Right. Because that's all it related to the mining. And that's that's the early, aside from railroads, that is the early lifeblood of El Paso, Texas.
They had one of the major components there, and that was the railroad.
That's right.
But they didn't have what Asarco ended up with, which was two railroads.
Right.
So they could, you know, one railroad can charge you whatever they want.
That's right.
You get two railroads, you might get the other guy. But the other thing, that Asarco had the water.
Yep.
They had a pump coming out of Rio Grande forever.
Yep.
And took all the water they wanted.
Yep.
So it goes. So there's that history.
There is.
All right, we got to take another break here. Sergio, we owe you another break, don't we? Let's do that and come back in a minute. And the trivia is still outstanding. We may just have to award this coupon to Troy. I don't know.
There you go.
Or somebody. Or maybe we'll award it to Sergio. What do you think?
Yes, I think for his hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. Sergio, if you don't call up and grab the coupon, we shouldn't make it.
We have Sergio call in. Nobody ever hears him.
He likes that. He has the whole crowd in there. He punches the button to show up. All right, we'll 544 whatever. We'll be back in a moment.
5876 or 544 KTSM.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle, the real estate guy with Legacy Real Estate Services. If you're going to sell your home this spring, you owe it to yourself to give me a call at 915-585-7777. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me.
Hi, Jackson Polk here from the El Paso History Show. And I just bought a house through Patrick Tuttle. He's a real estate expert in El Paso, and he should be your agent.
I'm Patrick Tuttle. Call me at 915-585-7777.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the El Paso area?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you.
We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team.
You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Paul.
And JD.
Stars of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money.
This is a perfect market for our systems, and next week we're holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started flipping homes and how to start building long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul and JD's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of the Brothers Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting GIFT to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text GIFT to 350-350. That's G-I-F-T to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are sitting here about to tell you what's happening this week only in El Paso, Inc.
The coronavirus outbreak is sending ripples through the world of economy, including the borderland, how El Paso area executives are bracing for the impact.
As the El Paso locomotives charge into their second season, the unlikely story of how one El Paso native made the team.
How the collapse of an El Paso real estate business has hit hundreds of homeowners and the latest on the bankruptcy.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Sainz is talking about potholes on ABC 7 Extra. Sunday night, want to know how to report one in your neighborhood or how big a problem they are after a rainstorm? We had lots of rain. He'll get the answers straight from the city.
Join host Saul Sainz Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
All right, from potholes to Troy Ainsworth.
Potholes.
No,
a natural segue.
No, don't do that.
If they had less, if they had better pothole repair, we'd have less potholes.
Yes. Well, I mean, we don't live in a snow place. I mean, they just kill the roads.
Yes, they do.
And it, like it goes. Okay, the thing is, Trey, you know so much about El Paso and Las Cruces history. You're currently the officer at the Preserve Las Cruces.
Yeah, working for
is
the.
Is that right?
Well, very close, yes, sir. Working for the city of Las Cruces, and I began last April. So going on 1 year. And we were, thank you. It was wonderful because historic preservation has been on the radar in southern New Mexico for quite a while. Primarily a lot of local interest from people, mm-hmm. some who, you know, grew up in Las Cruces, others who moved to southern New Mexico from other places and, you know, recognize that there are plenty of really good buildings in Las Cruces.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, if we take care of them and promote them and put them back into good productive use, hey, guess what? That wheel's invented. If it works elsewhere for heritage tourism mm-hmm. And for real estate values and property values for commercial and residential, pardon me, it can work here. You know, so that's really... The vision that we're trying to implement right now.
Well, are they going to be doing, I know they do, they've been doing for years a tour of the homes, the historic homes. Is that going to be going on or is it just the walking tours of the historic districts? Or?
I think that the home tour will be revitalized and brought back.
Oh, good.
I mean, it was so popular. In volunteer organizations, we all know how the pitfalls that come with them. People give a lot of their time and their resources, but at some point, you know, folks go on and do other things or sometimes move away.
Or it gets difficult because you don't have enough little volunteers that will show up just for a few hours. They don't have to give a lot, just a few hours to help here and there.
That's right. So, pardon me, you know, you build the program and teach people how to run it, and then when the faces change, the program does not have to. It's implemented.
Yeah.
So... Yeah,
you know
I think
they've been
we'll
doing it in El Paso, in Sunset Heights.
Right.
They've been having tours of home in Sunset Heights quite a bit. And it's they got a lot of neighborhoods. Are there a lot of neighborhoods to tour in Las Cruces?
There are. And, you know, there are three historic districts. And, of course, Mesilla, the plaza, is just outstanding.
Now, we got to talk about trails because there's a trail going through there.
That's right. And as far as this region, Mesilla is one of the really... treasures of the entire region.
How old is that? I mean, that's an ancient place, isn't it? In Spanish terms.
Yeah, in Spanish terms, Mesilla is actually relatively young because imagine this, north of El Paso del Norte from the Pueblo Revolt, so take that dozen years, 1680 to 1692, that is the northern frontier of New Mexico.
Right.
Okay? After... the return in 1692-93, and you have Spaniards again going back north and basically resettling at Santa Fe.
They didn't conquer it the next time. They negotiated it.
They negotiated it.
That's why you have reservations up there.
That's right. Well, until the 1840s, between El Paso, Del Norte, and Santa Fe, you only have a couple of settlements anywhere in between. The church at Socorro, Socorro, New Mexico, was in place, but it had been burnt during the revolt. Its ruins were standing there. It had to be rebuilt.
Right.
Okay? So when settlement at Doña Ana and then Mesilla and then Las Cruces occurred, these are all in the 1840s.
And that's coming back down the trail settling them.
Right.
The Camino Real Trail.
That's correct. So,
and like La Luz over in Almagordo area.
Precisely.
Same thing. That was not settled by going north. It was the Spanish coming south.
That's right.
That's bizarre to realize that.
Yeah, it's the reverse tide of settlement.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who went west at the end of the Mexican War. Okay? Gold had been discovered on the American River.
Yeehaw!
Right? So
cool.
People went. A little lesser told story is the fact that many people didn't become wealthy, obviously. What'd they do? They left California and came. There was a migratory tide that went east.
Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. How do they get between like Las Cruces and Los Angeles?
Okay.
How do you do that when there's nothing there?
When there's nothing there. All right. Ancient feet had tread that ground.
Oh, they had. Okay.
So again, going back to indigenous people who inhabited the greater region, human habitation, permanent habitation, has been verified going back at least 4,000 years in this area.
Okay.
All right. Now, burial evidence indicates that 12,000 to 13,000 years ago, humans were in this valley. Okay. But they were migratory for much of that period. Around 4,000 years ago, people began to permanently settle.
Keystone.
Yes. Keystone is an important place because it interprets that era.
And if you don't know what Keystone is, it's on Donovan Drive. It's an ancient place for settlement, and it's got a botanical garden on it now, and it's worth going to see.
Yeah. Wetlands. Right now we've got the seagulls are just getting ready to take off and go back to the inland.
If you're in El Paso and don't know about this, check it out. It's worth doing.
And I can't divulge the actual site, but I was privy.
Of what?
Of a neighboring settlement from Keystone, which would have been in the same era. It is north of here. It is actually in New Mexico. And
Similar age?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So it would be a pit house type of construction.
Uh-huh.
And it is not, the site has not been excavated, but it is known.
Is it on private property, I hope?
It is not. It's actually on state land.
So is that good?
It is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some more trails here, because every trail that hit El Paso from the east ended up going west through New Mexico.
Yes.
The Butterfield Stage.
That's right.
That's a biggie.
1858 all the way until the outbreak of the war.
Two or three ways it got into El Paso, southern route, and then the route through Waco Tanks.
That's right. So you have the upper road and the lower road.
Yeah.
All right. The objective there, and context is very, very important. So at the end of the war between Mexico and the United States and the International Boundary Survey in the decade of the 1850s, San Antonio, Texas, the U.S. military logically wanted to make a link to El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's where the upper road and the lower road come into play, up through the Guadalupe Mountains or down across Devil's River and the Davis Mountains.
One was Butterfield. Wasn't there a Jackass Mail?
Jackass Mail. Yep, that's right.
Oh, we can't say that on the radio?
Yeah, we can't
too late.
Say.
Yes, you can, because it's actually a nickname of a mule.
Okay. That is right. That's right. And the advertisement that appeared in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and the newspapers in San Antonio that Henry Skillman took out in the 1850s, month-long mail route from Santa Fe to San Antonio. So,
a month?
Month to make that entire trip. So he would go from Santa Fe down the old Camino Real to El Paso, down to San Elizario, take the road, the outbound road, go to San Antonio, recoup there, pick up passengers and mail.
And turn around.
And turn around and come back.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some more here. Bankhead Highway. That was one of the first highways
Absolutely.
For motor cars, was
That's
it not?
Right. That is an automobile trail.
Concrete.
Okay. Yes. And there is a big
chunk
emphasis,
of it?
a chunk of it, yeah.
Actually, in Cañotillo, there is a chunk of it. Anthony.
There is. There is. And it is a transcontinental railroad.
Highway.
And the impetus for the interstate highway system, of course, the idea is the brainchild of Dwight David Eisenhower from Denison, Texas, although he claimed Kansas where he grew up.
But wasn't Bankhead a senator?
Bankhead was, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tallulah Bankhead.
But, she was a relative.
Yeah, but everybody always thinks it was in honor of her. She was the movie critic.
Nah, she was the known
gossip
quantity over there. Yeah.
But yes, Bankhead Highway, and in the early days, the highways are built upon existing trails.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these routes were for herding, cattle trails. Some of them are commercial in nature. Some of them are, like the Camino Real.
And parts of the Camino Real are unused on private property. You can't get to them.
Yeah.
And they're just ruts in the road now.
That
and some
correct.
People think that's more historic than our piece of the Camino Real, which was originally that, but we still use it.
We do. And this is why I refer to the Camino Real. I mean, it's not a royal road anymore, but the route is very important. And it is a living trail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one for you.
Yes.
What road is it that is Socorro Road, the Camino Real, and the Mission Trail? How many roads is that?
Well, that's three right there.
But you know, how many tarmacs is it? It's one.
Well, yeah.
It's the same road.
Yeah, it's just built
on. And that's what throws people off.
It's multi-layered you're getting at.
It is the same road with three names.
Yes.
And the Camino Real was the original long one. Our Mission Trail, we call it basically Isleta to San Elizario.
That's right.
The name of it is Socorro Road today.
Right. Modern name.
Yep.
And road names are very important.
It's amazing to realize this is history. History here. That's older. Like the guy in the Catholic Church there at Isleta. We interviewed him for this thing coming up on ABC 7. And he said, well, you got to realize our parishioners, we tell them that this church was formed and is part of the Diocese of El Paso way before the United States was a country.
Absolutely.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
And when you make reference to Spanish assistance during the American Revolution, yes, by all means, Spain did not love England at all.
But they helped George Washington.
And they helped these upstart, uppity colonists overthrow the mother country.
It was
a big event.
It was huge.
Exactly. Yeah.
If Washington did not have
that help,
the support from Spain and France, because he had no navy, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
And the Presidio up at Santa Fe, they actually collected money to buy arms to send to Washington.
We're going to conclude this in a minute. We've got to get out of here for one more break and come back. Sergio, are you ready for the machine there? 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartRadio, is back.
April 25th and April 26th at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza.
Over 170 craft beers, food trucks, a liquor lounge, live band, and DJs. Did we mention beer?
April 25th and April 26th. Buy your tickets at SunCityCraftBeerFest.com.
While you're stuck in traffic, millions are playing the free-to-play social bingo game Bingo Blitz. They're also looking for I-20 to win big. Try Bingo Blitz on the App Store or Google Play.
Download and play
Bingo Blitz!
Intended for those 21 and older for amusement purposes only.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A couple of things to wrap up here at the end of the show. We do have a 2 p.m. event, Museum of Archaeology, today. The mistake for a macaw, the horned serpent deity of Pakame. Dr. Polly Schaffsma, I think that's how you say that. Many supposed macaw images in rock art and in pottery are confused with the images of Quetzalcoatl. Mm. I never heard that before. That's the horned serpent from Mesoamerica. Mm-hmm. She has an art degree. She looked at it as art, and she says, no, this wasn't macaws they were copying. This was Quetzalcoatl. She has a lecture today, 2 o'clock, at Museum of Archaeology. How about that? Melissa, ooh, what do you got?
Well, I just want to point out that we got to remember that the getting people to be part of the history comes from our students, and the THC has a program for a paid internship. And so if you're a student or even a person in practice, and they have different types of classifications, get in touch with the El Paso or the Friends of the Historical Commission, and they have a $5,000 stipend for these people to get in this program and learn about history so you can become a historian.
And you had a Hilton Hotel thing.
Oh, sure.
You got less than a minute.
Okay. Just as a courtesy to one of our listeners about the Hilton Hotel, I did want to mention this, that the Hilton Hotel, which I hope many of your listeners are familiar with, a landmark building, it was dangerously close to not having been built.
Oh.
Okay. And that had very much to do with the economic downturn in October of 1929.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that this week the economy and a lot of eyes have been on Wall Street, you know, and rightfully so, because it's been whipsawing back and forth. But the fact that the building was constructed and it remains a landmark in downtown El Paso, it was one that almost never happened.
A major early tenant was?
A major early tenant would have been old Nicky Hilton.
Nicky, yes. Hilton and yes. His wife?
I think he married a woman named Liz or Elizabeth, something like that. Taylor, that's
Taylor.
It.
There's the history. Hey, yes. Troy Ainsworth, thanks for being here. Take
My
care
pleasure.
Of Las Cruces history and preserve
thank
it.
Thank you.
Melissa, next week, shall we do this again?
Yes, we shall.
I want to thank our new sponsor, Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate. He's out there doing cool stuff. And also, Hooky down there at Amigos, we are awarding the Hooky coupon today for Amigos. The $20 goes to our major electronic man in the booth there.
Sergio Valenzuela!
So there. So Hooky, give him good food down there. He's going to have a certificate. Everybody else, thanks so much. See you next week
see
on the History Show.
Week.
And it'll be fun.
It'll be lots
and
fun.
On Facebook are the details.
All the details about Columbus Day also.
Take her easy. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.